I think we've seen a huge problem in our current incentives program. I think we've seen a program that serves very well the needs of the urban areas of our state, that recruit jobs that come in well above the median income of those areas. But as we've seen over the past few years, its ability to be utilized in the rural parts of the state have been almost non-existent because of what exists. I think that I would love to see us move forward in making sure that our tax system makes us more competitive to recruit industries across the entire state away from this targeted system, but I know that targeted funds are part of the game in which we play in North Carolina, and we're competing against South Carolina, Tennessee, Georgia, and Virginia, who are all offering incentives to companies to locate in their states, and so we need to come up with competitive packages. But I'm much more interested in seeing that we have a competitive tax code to make sure that we're not having to come over, even in an incentive match, at times tens and multiple millions of dollars more than other states are offering, just to make up some of the difference in our tax codes.
Do you think that the proposal by Harry Brown as far as redistributing some of the sales tax and how they're distributed, do you think that's sort of part of the same effort, because you mentioned the rural areas kind of falling behind urban areas?
As a co-sponsor of Harry's proposal and others, I think it's an exceptional idea for the state. I think it's long overdue. I think that we should be putting the revenues of the state back to communities based on their population and not based on where they can build infrastructure and others to compete against other counties. I represent all six of my counties in Western North Carolina that benefit significantly from the changes in the distribution formula. Having served as a mayor, there's always complications in dealing with towns and counties and how that money would be divided between them once it comes to a county, and I think we've worked to eliminate that in his proposal as well, and I think it's a good step forward. I call it my second step back from believing we should just divide by 100 and give it to all the counties equally, but I do think population is a good way to distribute those funds.
I know that, of course, Buncombe isn't one of the counties that you represent, but they would stand to lose. So obviously they're going to be winners and losers in this system. How do you, I guess, sell this to those lawmakers who represent those areas?
Well, I think that it's part of the plans that urban areas like Buncombe have put forward. When I look at Madison County, who stands to great gain percentage-wise better than any county in the state, when you look at how Buncombe has expanded its development to be on the Madison County line right off of 26 in Weaverville and opened its Walmart there, opened a Lowe's there, so that the closest shop to individuals in Madison County happen to be in Buncombe County, which is giving Buncombe County that revenue and taking it out of Madison County. I think it's a perfect example of why the current system is a problem in the state of North Carolina. I think that when you look at what the unemployment rates is in Buncombe County and Mecklenburg County and those across the state, when they're looking at 4 and 4.5% unemployment rates next to counties that are dealing with 8, 9, and even 11% unemployment rates, I think we understand that this, we're making the case and getting an understanding that this is the best way to make sure we can be successful as an entire state of North Carolina and not just have some urban areas that are doing well.